Thank you for holding. Is this Matthew?
Yes.
Hey, Matthew. My name's John. I'm the director here. How you doing?
Oh, pretty good. How about yourself?
So far, so good. It's been a little busy morning, but it's a good problem to have, you know.
Yeah, I'd rather be busy than not working at all.
I hear you on that one. Makes the time go by faster, make money. Better than twiddling your thumbs all day, I tell you.
Yeah, I'm actually at a job site waiting on a rock truck. It's supposed to have been here an hour ago.
Oh, dang. Well, hopefully they give you a discount on that. I would definitely negotiate a discount on that. Are you renting it?
No, they're supposed to be making a delivery for me, and like I said, they were supposed to have been here an hour ago, and they're just not here yet, so I don't know what's going on.
You probably already paid them, and then they're...
No, I pay them when they... What this guy does is he, you know, delivers for me pretty regularly.
Mm-hmm.
When I need certain things, dirt or rock or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And then he'll send me an invoice after I get my last load of the day. And then I'll pay him at the end of the week or at the end of the day or, you know, whenever.
You got to penalize him for being late.
Sometimes he cuts me pretty good deals. I don't know. He's one of those guys that, you know, sometimes I got to deal with him being late in order to get the good deals later on, too. So who knows?
Yeah, I guess that's fair. Works both ways. Be lenient with each other. I understand you were speaking with my representative, Tara. She asked me to jump on the line because you're eligible for a new in business credit, mainly because she put a note in here like it's your first year with the new name?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay, gotcha. So that makes you eligible for that, and that'll actually make the pricing a lot more affordable. But did you have any questions about the listing on Google or how any of it works?
I mean, I guess... The way I understand it is, basically, if y'all put it on there, and I got on my phone and typed in Google and typed in, say excavating or land management, then and near me, then I would, you know, my business will be one that would pop up there.
Exactly. Yeah. So right now, if you do that search, you'll see Trademark, Hamilton, and Wilhite. Have you heard of those guys?
I know Hamilton.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Really?
Not familiar with the Trademark.
Yeah, Trademark. He's got 4-star rating, 2 reviews. Looks like he's only been doing that for about a year. And then Wilhite. You ever heard of Wilhite Excavating?
Is it Wilhite or Willett?
That might be Willett. It looks like Wilhite the way it's spelled.
W-I-T-T... H-E, I think.
Oh, no. This one's Wilhite Excavating.
No. Then, no. I was going to say, I know some Willets that run some stuff like I do, but...
Well, those are some of the guys that are listed there now. Previously, Earthworks was there. And then in the Google Guarantee section. Yeah, he's pretty well known, actually. I think maybe he must be a talker, because every time I talk to somebody in this area... The second one I talked to this morning, they say that they know that guy.
he started at the bottom with a little bit of nothing. I know the guy who owns it. He started at the bottom with a little bit of nothing, and he grew quick.
Can respect that.
He's big time now. I'm proud of him.
Yeah. Well, online marketing and advertising will definitely help. You know, if your customers are seeing you as an option every time that they're looking for what you do. It'll definitely help you make a big jump.
Yeah.
So that's kind of why I wanted to list those off to you, you know. And then also, like, the guys in the Google Guarantee section, Kentuckiana, I don't know if you heard of them, Contracting Services, and Bluegrass Foundation Repair. I don't know if you heard of those guys.
Kentuckiana, yes, not the Bluegrass one.
Yeah. Well, they're doing Google Guarantee, so they're doing it, like, they're doing it big. They have a pay-per-lead campaign through Google. So that's a separate program. You could actually do that too, but it's just a little more pricey than the local listing. I feel like the local listing would be a good fit for you. You don't got to pay per lead or click or call or anything like that. It's just one flat monthly rate. You know what you're spending. You know, we knock out all your bells and whistles. You get your .com website. You get listed on all Google's trusted directories. So you're on Bing, you're on Yelp, you're on Yellow Pages, you got a Facebook ad when you do this campaign, you know, Amazon Alexa voice search results. It's really top to bottom. Like, you shouldn't need anything else as far as online marketing is concerned. Put it that way.
Yeah. Well, we got a Facebook page, and then like I said, I'm on that Angie right now. But
how do you like that?
You know, to be honest with you, in ways it's great because it brings me new business. But
yeah,
at the same time, it's like there's so many unknowns with that.
Right.
Like, for example, say somebody's wanting, 3 acres bush hog golf. Well, Angie's might charge me $100 for that lead, and I may or may not get that job, but I still got to pay $100. Or they might charge me, you know, $50 for at least. And the way they charge is just so different on everything. It's just, it's hard to tell.
Yeah.
If somebody's got a French drain put in, they might only charge me $40 a lead, or they might charge me $150. It's like, I don't even know.
Right.
That's the one thing I don't like. And then, you know, if you try to call because they'll just send you the lead, and then you have to call the lead. Well, if you call the lead, nobody answers, they're still going to charge me whatever that lead fee is.
Right. Yeah, I've been hearing that a lot. That's the reason I actually asked, is because Home Advisor by Angie, they're one of the largest purchasers of Google advertising in the country. That's the crazy thing. So, like, if you type in excavation area, and then you see those top guys where we're talking about listing you now, but just two more spots down, there's a big Angie's List listing right there. It's top 10 best excavating in Bardstown. And
yeah,
they're basically putting themselves on Google to get leads, and then they're reselling you the lead, and it's going to you and three or four other people. And like you're saying, they're charging you even if you don't get it. So it's like maybe they got it off of Google for like $10. They sell it to you for $40 and four other guys. Now they got $200-$300 out of like a $10 lead, and that's kind of how they, you know, that's how they do things. That's how they make their money. They're a reseller.
Yeah. Now, like I said, that part of it I don't like a bit, but I mean, that's
if you're landing them, if you're the guy that's in there landing them most of the time, then, you know, if you spend a dollar, you make $5-$10 back, it's like, all right, you know, so it's not horrible for everybody, but, you know, what I was trying to point out is, like, if we list you independently here, you know, customers call you directly off the first page. You don't have to deal with paying per lead, the leads going to three or four other guys. I mean, you're getting live calls from people in real time. Most people are just going to call right off the first page. They're not going through that directory unless they're price shopping.
Right. I mean, that's what I'd rather be doing.
Right.
Them call me.
Yeah. I mean, they're already on Google looking for an excavating contractor or somebody to do land management, or, you know what I mean? And at that point, they just need to talk to you. They don't need to go through, you know, wait for all these people to call them back, hear 100 different bids, you know?
Right. Exactly.
Yeah. So, all right. So as far as the cost here, let me dive into this with you. I'll be able to. Do you get texting on this number?
Yes. This is my cell phone. Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'd rather show you than to just tell you. You're in position. I mean, we're still waiting for that guy, right?
Yeah, he's going to show up, though.
Okay. All right, cool. I'll take my time. But if he pulls up and when you need me to speed up, just let me know. All right, here comes this text here. This is pretty easy. You could just click on the link, and it'll take you right to the pricing page.
Click on the link. Well, come on, phone. There we go.
Always decides to stop working right when you need it.
18 years.
Oh, yeah, that just goes over, like, our experience and stuff. You'll see some big numbers there. Don't panic, okay?
Yeah.
All right.
Number. Quit.
Yeah. don't stress those ones. Those ones are premier packages, so they have like the Google Ads campaign. Those are the ones that I was talking about. You know, those bigger companies use those Google Ads campaigns. What I want to do with you is start as small as possible. Get your foot in the door.
Yeah, where's that one at?
Yeah, still get you your bells and whistles. So our cheapest pricing structure, it's $299. It's that essential package if you keep going down there. And then keep going. There's ones that are non-premier where they're the local package with the Facebook ads. So it's not just a Facebook page, but it's actually like Facebook ads and give you a significant boost there. So that one's $299.
Pro, and then there's the Platinum.
And the Platinum. So this is what I was thinking, okay? Just to kind of maximize the bang for your buck and put us in position to work together long term. Basically, I'm pretty confident that if I put you on a Platinum type package, I'll be able to steal you from them and you won't lose any sleep, so to speak. So the Platinum is what I was thinking of putting you on, but what I would do is I would reduce the monthly price to the essential price. So you get one of our best packages for the lowest rate. And then what I'd also do for you is I'll have this setup fee waived. I'll put in a request to get the setup fee removed. There's usually a setup fee that goes towards like purchasing your domain name for your website, developing all your content on your site, hosting your site, the name, address, and phone number cleanups. We like to do keyword research and make sure we're listing you for the right keywords and services that are actually getting typed in and searched the most in your area. That way we're not guessing like, hey, what do we list them for in order to get them these phone calls? All things, you're getting all the bells and whistles. I'm not cutting a single corner. I mean, you have the site, Google, you're on the first page of Bing also, they're on there. Like I said, the Facebook ads, 60 popular directories, you're on Amazon Alexa voice search results, Yelp, Yellow Pages. Like, you shouldn't need anything else. At $299, it's $10 a day, you're all covered, there's a tracking system in there. All calls go straight to you, but in the tracking system, if you miss calls, you can go in there, you still have a whole pipeline of leads that you can go call back and turn over. So it kind of documents what we're bringing to the table. You'll know exactly what you're spending and what you're making. I got to be honest, I know this is kind of a rhetorical question, but how many clients am I going to have to bring you each month in order for this to make sense?
A lot of them are probably going to be these 1 and 2 day jobs, I'm assuming here.
Well, you have the luxury of cherry picking, that's the thing. When you're like the first line of defense for excavation work, you don't go out to every single one of them, but you cherry pick them.
I love the 2 day jobs.
Yeah.
To be honest with you.
You like to get in and out? Okay. Well,
yeah, I love 1 and 2 day jobs. I mean, don't get me wrong, the big jumps are great too, but you know, once you go to the same job for so long, it's like,
yeah. But even a 2 day excavation job though can make you upwards of $1,000, right?
2 days on that's probably going to be closer to, depending on what I'm doing.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see, depending on what I'm doing, that's probably going to be about $1,600.
Yeah. So
before,
realistically,
before.
Yeah, I mean overhead, right? No, I understand. Every business owner's got their overhead, and you got gas and everything else getting over there, time. I get that. But realistically, the first job we get you, you're in the green. And this is a business expense. So in a couple months from now, you write it off, you get it back that way, and you're getting it back with all the clients that are coming in. It's a win-win. Now you have a website, your reputation's up there, they're looking for you, they're finding you, and you're building your business forward into the right direction for the future. Right? Right now with HomeAdvisor, you keep going that route, it's pay for every single lead, whether you get it or not. You got these reviews up there, they're looking beautiful. You already got 4 of them, but if you ever cancel that service, poof, they're off into the abyss, you know, and then you're still there with no reviews for people to look at, no website, et cetera. So if you're going to build something that's going to last for a long time and cement yourself within the community, this is it. And there's a reason it's been the most profitable way to advertise for the last 15 years.
Well, I actually had a guy ask me just Wednesday there.
Mm-hmm.
If I was on the Google, he wanted to leave a Google review, and I told him I didn't know being on the Google review thing right now. But
those are verified reviews, man. Those are the ones you want, especially if somebody's considering hiring you for a larger job. You know what I mean? Like if somebody, even though, let's say you had a good word of mouth chain and your buddies like out there just mentioned you for a very large job or maybe one of those 2-day jobs that you like, and they're going online and they're looking up M&M land and land management and dirt work, and they can't find you. You're not there. And the only way they'd be able to find you is through that home advisor listing. If they click on that, they're getting turned into a lead and sold to your competitors to get undercut. So, you know, having yourself listed independently and letting them have the ability to call you directly is going to make sure those kind of things don't happen. But then, you know, like I said, you got to set yourself up for the long run. You don't want to be doing all this work right now. Things are going good. You know, you're getting all these good reviews, and then you fast forward a year from now, you don't have any reviews. It's like you're starting over from scratch because you said, hey, I'm sick of paying per lead. Or these guys charged me for 10 leads, didn't get anything, and I want my money back, and they want to shut my listing down. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's,
so
it's something down that I'm probably not going to stick with real long. I'm going to be honest with you. Like, it sounds all great and great and all, but when you first do it, but it's starting to get to the point where I'm wanting to do something, and this sounds like this might be what I'm needing to go do.
Yeah, I mean, I'm trying to set you up to where, you know, you minimize your investment but maximize your return. The further I can get you into the green, the more likely you are to continue to use our services each month, because it's a month-to-month program. I mean, we're not getting paid unless you get paid, so we're pretty on top of it.
All right. Did you just send me another text message?
Yeah, that was in case you felt like you were getting ripped off by Home Advisor. I had a buddy of mine fill out he reported them for fraud through the Federal Trade Commission. Federal Trade Commission is talking about shutting those guys down for the past couple years because they're deceptively selling their leads and charging people and all the stuff we already kind of talked about, but it's national news. Yeah, they got shut down before, actually. In 2012, they used to be called Service Magic, and then they rebranded as Home Advisor in 2014, and they bought Angie's List in 2017. Now it's Home Advisor by Angie Leads, Angie.
Yeah, now it's back. I was wondering why they changed the name.
Yeah, the Federal Trade Commission shut them down for selling fake leads, you know? They charge you guys $150 for a roofing lead, and the phone number doesn't even go through. I never even talked to them.
Right. I get that, too, and I've complained to them several times about that one. It's like, hey, if the phone number said you ought to refund my money, is the way I look at it. But,
how do I know you're not just sending me a fake number and charging me?
They'll put it under a pending a review is what they say, and then 9 times out of 10, the pending review, it's credit ineligible. It's like, you motherfuckers.
They try to leave it pending till you forget about it, and then it falls off. Yeah. Yeah. So,
yeah.
No more of that. You know, all your customers, like, they'll call you live. You don't got to worry about paying for a lead, disputing lead fees, things like that. I mean, you'll still be able to track all the leads and you know what we're bringing in, but we don't get into that. We literally just list you, tell the community you're reputable, background screen, he's good to go, has all his necessary tools right here, you know, and then you guys take it from there. We let them call you direct. So no lead fees, no surprise charges, just one-time bill per month. You'll always know exactly what you're spending.
Yeah, well, that sounds pretty good to me.
You want to give it a shot?
Yeah, I think I do.
You're going to love it, I'm telling you. If you can do anything with Home Advisor, it's going to be like shooting fish in a barrel. So I'm going to create your Google listing, and then they're going to submit a form. It's called a PIN verification letter. They're going to send it to you in the mail. What's the street address that I could send that to?
1125 Burba Road, B-U-R-B-A.
Okay, I found it. 40004?
Yep, Bartstown.
Okay, I got you. So when you get this card, there's a little 5-digit number on the back of it. I need that from you. That's how you get that little red dot there on the first page of the search results, kind of indicating where you are. Now, I could hide your address, though, if you don't want it displayed. I could just put, like, city, state, and zip on the listing. You want to do that?
Yeah, let's do that.
You don't got people coming to you, really. You're going to them, right? Yeah.
Yeah, I like to drink after 3:30. I don't want people going
out the house, right? Right on, right on. I have some of my buddies in town, and we went out yesterday, and I had some beers. I hadn't had a drink of beer in like 3 months, so just
I'm
one of them. These guys always want to drink. Well, these guys always want to drink IPA too. So I went like 3 months no beer, and then I got a strong IPA. So all I needed was one, and I was like, whoa. I used to drink all the time, but I got two baby boys, and I try to scale it back so I can be present for them in case I got to drive somewhere or something.
Yeah, I got three kids myself, and
everybody you got always boys or girls?
I got one boy and two girls.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, honestly though, the beer it makes it a little easier to deal with them. Like I'm a little bit more patient when I get a drink in me.
Oh, she tells everybody, they say, well, does it bother you that he drinks? She says, no, it bothers me when he don't drink. When he don't drink, he's grumpy.
Yeah, that's my wife. My wife's the same way. She's like, oh, you're kind of stubborn when you're sober. Have a drink. Now, she told me one time, she goes, you're getting in great shape, but I miss when you drink. And that hurt me. That one hurt me. I was like, oh, you like my drinking personality a little bit more. I guess I'm a little looser. She's like, you're funnier when you drink. And I was like, oh, wow. All right, thanks. Anyway.
Yeah, right. Oh, I get the sign.
Yeah, the personality starts coming out a little bit more. I'm a little bit looser with the tongue. But on your listing, you can only have one phone number listed. Did you want to have this phone number that we're on right now?
Yeah, see, originally I had mine and the old ladies both listed.
Mm-hmm.
But it's getting to the point now where everybody's calling me direct because, a lot of times she just don't know. She don't really know what's going on, what my scheduling's like, or
100%. Yeah, and she's not going to really understand all the ins and outs of the job. Like, these guys might be saying stuff, and she's just like, what? Huh? Yeah, it's always better if you can talk to them direct. But it's good to have her there, too, though, like as a safety valve. If you're, working on a job and you can't ever answer the phone throughout the day, then, can have like a I could put like a secondary line on there, but I don't think it'll go to her first though. It'd have to go to the primary line first, and then I could also send over two accesses for your tracking system. So that way, if you want to have her monitor it in the evening, she can log in there and make sure you're not missing any opportunities.
Yeah, that'll be better because she'll be doing that kind of stuff.
It comes in the form of a downloadable app, too, so you guys can both download it to your phones, and then, it'll help you differentiate, what's somebody calling you off the first page of Google versus if it's, a spam number or something. It kind of helps.
Yeah, we probably all do that.
Okay, I'll add her to it, so you'll get two accesses. I'll send it over to you. Okay, and what's your last name?
Nally, Nallely.
Okay. What's your business email address? I'm going to send you everything in writing. I'm also going to send you the invoice receipt so you could write it off later.
She has a business email that don't work about 3/4 of the time. I most of the time just use my personal email.
You're veteran-owned and operated?
Yes.
Nice. What branch were you in?
Army.
Nice. My brother was an Army Ranger. He was 1st Infantry, 23rd Tomahawk. He died in Iraq, Afghanistan from 10 to 16, and he got discharged.
He was better than me. I was just
He's been crazy my whole life. But, boy, he's smaller than me. I'm 6'2", 220. He's 175, 5'8". But he's one of those. Excuse my language, but he's batshit. he's little, but that's the guy you want to go into the bar with.
Yeah.
My big brother. Everybody laughs. He's the big brother, but he's smaller than you. I'm like, yeah, well, try him. See what happens.
Yeah. Probably ain't that old. I can promise you that.
No, he's always been like that. Yeah. And then it was crazy because he's like one of the only guys in his unit that came back like fully intact. He still got medically discharged because they ran over an IED, but he's like the only one that's still intact. All his guys are, you know, missing something or gone.
That's the thing makes it hard for a person to live with. I lost a few.
Yeah, good he's friends. Got a lot of PTSD. He's got those bracelets. He's got like three of those bracelets. One of the buddies he enlisted with at the same time, and they got sent to the same place and everything, and then lost them out there.
So, yeah, it's a hell of a thing to deal with, I know.
Yeah, yeah. My cousin's pretty messed up too, though. They had him doing CAS evac. And so he talks, I got all these nightmares and stuff, and it's bad. So
he wasn't really doing
any trigger work, really. He was just landing the helicopter, grabbing them, and getting out. But he's like, I see their faces sometimes, and it's like, he's got a lot of nightmares.
Yeah, after several years, mine finally slowed
down
some, but I mean, still,
thank God,
I am stopped. I have sometimes, but.
Yeah.
It's not a per day thing anymore.
Yeah. Well, hey, man, thank you for your service. I didn't mean to, like, stir up any demons. I appreciate you.
Oh, yeah. No problem.
I know. My brother always gives me a twisted response, too. He used to be like, don't thank us for that, you know. You don't know what kind of crap they have to do out there. And I'm like, all right, well, I still appreciate it, because if you guys didn't do it, well, what kind of freedom would me and my boys have?
Kind of the way I thought about it.
Yeah, it would be like Call Me China or something.
Yeah.
Anyway, do you know that email address that she uses? Or do you have one that works, like, not only 25% of the time?
Yeah. It's
okay.
Matthew P. Nally.
P as in Paul?
T.
T and Tom, okay. T and Allie, okay.
At iCloud.com.
Okay. This will go straight through to your phone. Update.
Yeah.
All right. And then do you have, like, a logo for the business yet or photos of work that you've done in the past? We could use them for the website.
Are you able to access our Facebook page?
Yeah, we can get access to it. They send you like a little link that shows you how to do it. You have to log in there and then give us access to it. We'll walk you through and show you how to do it. But the thing about it is, like, even when we have access to that Facebook page, they don't let us copy those photos and just like post them other places. Even with your consent, it's kind of a tricky deal with copyright laws and everything. So they have you send them in to that email. That way we have like proof that you sent them to us and gave us permissions to use them on the site and everything.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Business formality. But I mean, your other half, you know, women, they got like second nature for the technology and pictures and stuff. I mean,
oh God, she does all my stuff.
Yeah, I mean, hand her the phone and just be like, hey, send all my work photos to this email right here. I'm sure that'll fast track it.
All right. So you're sending me an email now?
Yeah, I texted it to you already. And my direct number I sent over to you, too.
Yeah, I've seen that.
Okay.
Let's see. Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's pretty easy. It's just photos@localsplash.com.
Let's see if I can... I'll take a...
It's pretty easy to use. Like, if you already have some pictures, like, yeah, in your phone, and then you send them as if you're going to send them normally, there's, like, that little box with the arrow that points upward, and you click on that. And that'll go to, like, send it. And then you just type in the email address, photos@localsplash.com, and it'll send them over.
Oh, I get my I gotta figure out how to get to my pictures.
Usually a little, you just gotta hit the camera button and then it's like down in the bottom corner. Or you can go to like the, you got an iPhone?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it's usually, you tap on the camera. And then they'll pop up in that bottom left corner usually, and then you can go to them from there, or you could find the actual, like, Photos app.
There's, well, shit, I didn't mean to do that. Well, there's a, I just emailed you a picture of the business card.
Okay, yeah, it's perfect. You want to send in as many as you can. I mean, if you don't have the logo established yet, we have graphic designers in-house that can help you develop a logo.
I actually got a guy that designed some cards for me, Caesar Beavers Graphics. I don't know if you're familiar with him out of Barstown. He developed me a pretty nice logo there. Let me get back to the other thing. I'll see if I can get you some more.
Yeah. Well, you're going to keep sending them in. I mean, I don't think we're ever really done with the photos because, like, you know, if we fast forward and you do a big project here, you know, a couple months down the line, you're going to want to document that, have it on Facebook, have it on your site. So that's something you're going to save and keep sending those in. You're never going to just be like, okay, here's five and I'm done. We want to have up-to-date stuff on there and keep showing them what you can do, you know?
I'll send you a few here.
Okay.
Of, let's see, a couple of different jobs.
And this will go into our graphic design team. We'll use those for the site and get the site looking good. And I hid your address. You don't got to worry about anybody showing up to your doorstep. That's a mess waiting to happen. And trigger some PTSD and blow the door down. Whoops.
I show up.
Oh, yeah, me too. I think even without the PTSD of like that, with it, it's like, oh, man, I can't imagine. My brother, he moved out to, like, New Mexico, and he was staying out there, and it's like, there's nothing for a while, you know. But we had him come back out here for 4th of July, and he was not handling it well. He was real, that wasn't a firework. I'm like, chill out. Yes, it was. Sit down.
I hate when the 4th of July lands on a weekend, it's not so bad because most people are going to do their fireworks on the weekend. If it lands in the middle of the week, their fireworks are a different day.
I know.
And I hate it. Because I'll be laying there, you know,
asleep. I'm going to scream my head off. Oh, the babies? It's the worst. It's the worst. My youngest is 2. He gets startled real bad when they start popping off. And it's like, they'll all pop off like 9 to, you know, 12 o'clock. And then all of a sudden you got this one idiot that's like 3 in the morning just randomly, pow, you know. I'm like, oh, God. You know.
Yeah.
Running into the front yard, like, who did this? My boxer's on, my kid's just crying. Can't find him. Yeah. Like, I love America, but not that part. Yeah, you just keep that. Yeah, I don't need that. It's just the babies, you know? I was living alone, this was a while back, 7 years ago. I didn't give a crap, you know? I was like, whatever. Everybody drink a beer, everybody light off your fireworks. The second I had a kid, I started getting all antsy. So it's always the parents that are pissed off. You wake him up. Me, I could just go right back to sleep. You wake them up, and they're like, ah, oh, now you're up for hours. All right, so I got some photos from you. Okay, good. And then how do you want your hours of operation for the business listed?
Let's do, We'll do 7 to 6.
7 to 6. Okay. You want to go Monday through Friday, or do you work the weekends as well?
I try not to work the weekends. I will accept phone calls on the weekends.
Mm-hmm.
But
I could do Saturday and Sunday, like by appointment only.
Yeah.
Okay. That way they could call you, but it's up to you if you want to hash it out with them. Or, you know what I mean?
I don't know why it won't let me send this last one to you.
Might be a... Is it a video? Or does it have, like, a larger file? Sometimes it's the format that you send them in. Usually that's why we have you email them to us, rather than text them directly. Because sometimes if you take them on, like, a different camera, or they're really high quality, or you shot footage on a drone, those files definitely got to come through the email, or else they get all, like, pixelated and messed up.
It says the username or password for iCloud is incorrect.
Oh, shoot. You're not logged into your email.
Yeah, well, it goes to my phone.
It should be automatic, yeah. But that's not us. Now, ours is definitely valid. It's saying iCloud. Ours isn't through iCloud. We're a Google partner. So it's, even though it says at localsplash.com, it's a Google account. It's like a third Gmail.
Look, Angie's must know we're talking on the phone. They're just sending me some more shit.
Oh, God. I'm going to be getting rid of you guys soon. I bet they probably try to debit you already. I think there's a way you can pause that, because when they send you those leads, they, like, try to charge you, like, right away. I think there's a way you can go into, like, their app and pause it, but I was dealing with one of my guys who used it, and he said it, like, auto-unpaused after, like, a day or two. And then all of a sudden,
you
start getting more leads.
Only set it for so long when it falls.
Stupid.
Which I'm about to do, because I'm booked up all week next week.
Beautiful. Good problem to have right there. I'm going to keep you that way. It's been a good volume. I mean, you should stay fairly busy basically through, like, mid-November, or still, like, peak time of the year. And then it'll start to slow down a little bit, but they'll still trickle in. It just won't be at the same frequency as right now. But by then, you'll have probably reoccurring clients. Yeah. I don't know why I did that. Sometimes maybe if you, depending on the platform you were sending them through on. It just depends.
That's one of the ones that I'm on, actually the one I'm on right now.
iCloud?
I built this. The one I just now sent was the job I'm on right now, waiting on the right truck.
Oh,
I built
nice.
I built the garage pad for a client.
Man cave.
Oh, then I leveled it out, and that's what I'm on the rocks for now.
So I go hide
the base plate.
And go into the garage and hide from the kids. Then I get off of work and I'm like, all right, I need an hour. Let me breathe for a second.
Yeah.
All right. Boom. Photos. Okay. It's not letting me pull through the photos, but they'll be able to see it on the back end. Right now it's just showing me that they came in, but it's not letting me pull them up. I'm still logged into my work account email. Okay, let me go here. All right. So business pro. Okay, and you could accept cash, check, and card from your customers?
I used to be able to do the card, but the bank got to where it was so expensive to do it, I just said the hell with the card, so I just do cash and check now.
Yeah, I hear you. I always tell my guys, you got to put the charge on the customer. So we used to put on their site, like, if they use a Visa or MasterCard or any kind of card, that the additional fees would apply to them. So that way my guy wasn't eating, like, the 2 to 6% fees. We would tell the homeowner.
Well,
yeah.
They was charging me, you know, every time it got used. And then they was charging a monthly activation thing on it, too. I'm like, you know what?
Yeah. Bye.
Nobody uses a card in my business anyway.
Yeah.
Nobody's paying that bill with a friggin' card.
Yep. Sometimes. I actually had this roofing contractor. He always, I think all my roofing contractors really, but they split them up. So they'll do like half up front and buy the supplies. Sometimes those transactions come through. They're like $7,500, $10,000. you know, and then if they did it on an American Express, American Express trying to charge them like 6%, 5%, you know, on a large job like that. He's like, dude, I could have paid a guy for a half day's work for what they're charging me just to get my own money. So that's kind of why I started saying, okay, well, we'll put that on the site. That way they know if you want to be able to pay them through a card and just verify it with your bank that you're the one that's getting charged an extra 5% for using the card, not my client, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. So if we got to do that later, you know, let me know. Right now I'll just list it as cash and check, and then we'll have it as no card. That way they know to get the payment methods ready, and then if later on you change your mind, we could do the phone call and I'll swap it out.
Yeah.
All right.
I don't know if it matters or not, but I do offer free estimates.
It matters, but I might recommend later, like, hey, you know, if you're going out there using your gas, you might as well put it on them. I tell my guys, put it on them, you know, they're the ones hiring you to come out there and do some work. So I'm sure they got a lot of money set aside and ready for the project anyway.
All right.
So I got business profile created, listing verified. They're going to send your PIN verification out. Now we're going to want to do what's called a client interview with you. Client interview is where they interview you on the business. They'll go over like all the services you offer, the service area you cover. That way every call comes in, we know they're in a qualified area that you're willing to go to, and they had to have looked up a service that you provide to even get on the phone with you anyway. So they'll be qualified. And then we're going to want to pick your brain on the website and make sure that ends up looking how you want it to look. So, you know, it's usually about a 30 to 40 minute conversation, but they ask for an hour window to complete it. What's your schedule looking like later today?
Depends on what time we're talking about.
Yeah, I mean, I have slots this afternoon, like anywhere from, I could do like 4 to 5, 5 to 6, or 6 to 7, Eastern Standard.
Let's go with the 6 to 7. Maybe I could, be at the fiance's house by then. She could, assist a little bit too.
Yeah. I'll add her to the profile, by the way. Do you guys already have a date when you're getting married?
No, we've been engaged for 6 years.
Oh, okay. I did the opposite. I was engaged for a day, and I got married real fast. But my wife wasn't originally from the States, which I didn't realize until we had already been together for, you know, a long time, 5-6 years. And she already had the first one, and then I don't know why, it just never came up, and I never really asked her. But I guess they brought her over here when she was like 5, from El Salvador, so she's Latina, and speaks perfect English, went through school here and everything, you know, but I guess her parents came across the border way back in the day. So, anyway, yeah, it was crazy. So we had to get her paperwork done, so that was kind of like something that pushed me to knock it out. So I was just like, oh, man, you know, you mean you're telling me this can happen and this can happen, and I'll be by myself with these boys? And so we just did it quick and got it done. But at the end of this month is our one-year anniversary. So this was just August 28th of last year. I'm already...
Congratulations on that year.
Yeah, I mean, I was already with her for years. Not much changed. She just got a ring on her finger, and then she yells at me when I don't wear mine, but it gets in the way.
Mine wears both rings, like, you know, just like we're married all the time.
Yeah, and mine too.
He said, you don't ever wear, you know, yours. You know, even though we've never actually gotten married, she got me one. I was like, no, but it hangs on my finger.
Yeah.
She goes, what? Always you ever wear it? I said, do you ever cross the finger?
Yeah, that's what I think about all the time, because I exercise a lot. I like to work out. I like to lift weights. And I've always taken it off, and then I had to put it in my shorts pocket. I'm at the gym. I'm going, oh, man. And then I'm like, if I lose this thing, it's a waste. So I just would take it off and leave it at home, and then I just... You know, I'm going to go back to the gym today, so I just never put it on. It gives me crap about it. And I'm like, everybody here knows I got pictures of my lady and my kids everywhere on my desk and everything. So it's like, you got nothing to worry about. If I was going to leave you, I left you a long time ago.
I just put it on my key ring with my truck keys, and I said, you know, man, if you're working with this heavy equipment stuff and something breaks down, you're out here in the field, you got to fix it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to be worried about that thing getting caught in the track or something and it ripping my finger off.
Yeah. They always think we're making excuses, too. That's the crazy thing. I mean, they think we're making it up. I'm like, no. And my wife was saying, oh, I want to go out. I'm like, okay, I don't got a problem with that. I got to know where you're going and what you're doing and who you're hanging out with. And she's like, what the heck? And I'm like, yeah, man, somebody kidnaps your little butt. I got to know where to start. It's for protection. I'm not over here trying to control your life. Like, it's my job to protect it. You think if I didn't know and I didn't pay attention, I really didn't care that something happened to you, how you think I'm going to sleep? And how you think I'm going to explain it to our boys later, you know? She goes, oh, yeah, man. Think I'm,
yeah.
You always think I'm
doing something.
She
normally
tells. Yeah.
Whether I ask her, normally tells me what she's up to.
Yeah, she don't usually ever go out. She was just kind of her wicked response because my boys are back in town. You know, I'm 31, but these are guys that I've been knowing since, you know, 15, 16 years old, you know. And so
okay.
Everybody kind of went their separate way, and then we all kind of united this week. And he's like 10 guys, you know. So we were going out. And then that's when she started being like that, because I would go to work and then I'd leave her at the house still with the kids.
Hold on just a second.
Okay.
Hold on just a second here.
All right, brother.
If you come, tell her to come on in.
Yeah.
Okay. You're welcome.
I'll wrap this up for you. So we're on the last part. I just got to secure the first month's payment, and then I'll circle back with you at 6 o'clock for your client interview.
Okay. I got a card.
Okay.
I just talked about.
Yeah, I was like, once I heard her, I'm like, okay, it's time for him to get to work. I'm holding him up.
No, she's got a veterinarian coming out, and left the vet now. Go on in.
You got dogs?
Got here. Yeah, they're having one put down today.
How old?
They had it for like 15.
Yeah. That's pretty ready. It's about that time. That happened to my next door neighbor. This old guy lives by himself. He don't have no kids or nothing. I always go over there and check on him. Got a nice big house and worked for 20 years, you know. But it's just him. And his dog, I used to see him walking that dog every day, and then it passed away. And then all of a sudden, like 2 days ago, I saw him with another dog, but this dog's like 10. So I realized, like, he goes to, like, the shelter, and he'll get the dogs nobody wants because they're old. You know, all the puppies go real quick. He'll go get the old dogs like him. Take care of them. Yeah. So he was real sad. I caught him crying. You know, I go, what's going on? The dog passed. I'm like, honestly, the thing had a tumor like the size of a football, and he was starting to move real slow, but the dog was like 17, something like that. It passed. I'm like, that's a long life, and the dog's okay, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, right. Anyway, sorry. I'm off topic. Dogs are like family to me, man. We always grew up with, like, pit bulls, and we had some German shepherds, and I didn't really like the German Shepherds, though. Their hair get everywhere. I was more into the short-haired, bigger dogs, boxers.
Yeah, I got a... I don't even know what he is. He's a mixed breed.
He's a mutt, yeah.
A smaller dog, but... Shit, he loves the kids, and the kids love him. I was like...
Yeah. The best dog I ever had was a mutt. He was a big mutt. He was half a lab and a half pit bull. So he had an interesting look. He had like the shape of the pit bull head, but it wasn't actually, I don't know, it was still kind of leaned out a little bit from the lab side. So it wasn't like super big and bulky. But yeah, he was a good dog. I had that dog for like 12, 13 years from when I was like 6 to like 19. It was like my best buddy. I used to sleep on him all the time. Me and my brother always running him around. Super cool. But now with my boys, I haven't had a dog in years, and they're just kind of small, so I'm going to wait until they're, like, big enough to clean up after them, and it's not my job, and then I'll probably go get another one. Yeah, one of these Christmases, I'll go pull the dad move and get a puppy.
There you go.
Right. Got to do it. Okay, sorry. So for this billing information, everything's under your name, or is it under the business name? Or both?
I'm the one under my personal name.
Okay. And then the billing address is the same as the street address that I'm sending your Google PIN verification letter to?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, I'm ready for you, Matt.
It's 4430.
4430.
41.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. 4100.
4100.
2680.
2680.
4008.
4008. Okay, and the expiration date, month and year?
0226.
0226. And then there's a 3-digit code on the back.
932.
932. Okay. And then there's a security question on your account in case you want to verify the identity of one of my reps reaching out to you, or vice versa. Somebody calls in, doesn't quite sound like you. We'll go over the security question. So you got three options for this. You got your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name. What works best for you?
What was the third option?
Your first pet's name.
Oh. Go with the city I was born in.
Okay. What city were you born in?
Lebanon, Kentucky.
Oh, yeah, Lebanon. You know, it's funny. I had a buddy that was actually from there. I thought he was saying he was from the Middle East. Because he kept saying that. He gets it, Lebanon. And I go, like, you don't look Middle Eastern. You look white to me. And he was like, not from over there, it's in Kentucky. Let me find out, you're a spy. Yeah.
But yeah, that's where I was raised in Morristown, but I was born in Lebanon. I guess they like the hospital there better, I don't know. So
yeah, well, my boys, I always go for the best hospital. My lady's tiny too, so it's just that's a dangerous process. You can lose, you know, you've been through it. It's a dangerous process. You just want to get good doctors.
Yeah, okay. My first ex-wife was itty bitty, and
mm-hmm.
I should say, and then you know, my current, she's a little bit bigger,
mm-hmm.
but.
It's usually how it goes.
Anyway.
Small and sporty on the first one, then they give you a big headache, and then you go, you know what?
Yeah.
Yeah. Give me a little something more to hold on to. Next. Yeah. Sounds about right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, Megan's pretty good. She cooks for me and all that stuff. Takes care of you.
Yeah, I mean, you know better too, usually. Once you go through the first one, it's like, all right, you know. I did 6 years with someone else before I met my lady. And then I should have known my lady wasn't from here. I don't know how I didn't know that right away, because she was just so different. I was talking to this Italian girl for a long time. She didn't cook, she didn't clean, she didn't do none of, you know, the homie stuff. She was like having a boyfriend. It was horrible. You know, she would go to work and I'd go to work and then come back, and then if you want to argue about who's doing what, I'm like, what the heck, you know? It's how it goes. I get the trash, I do this stuff, and you do this stuff, okay? Yeah, and then, no. So we argue, and I'm like, man, that's horrible. Now I come home, the house is spotless, and I got two boys running around with all kinds of toys and trucks and everything. House is always clean. Food's on the stove, ready to go. I'm like, oh, yeah. I can do this. Didn't take me long to know I'd be with her and wanting to start a family with her. Those are kind of important things.
Yeah, it's important things in life. That's the way I look at it. I still don't mind. You know, I asked her one day, she said something about getting married. I said, well, do you want to get married? Mm-hmm. She's like, I'm content to play with your. And I was like, well, fuck it. I ain't going to spend my own wedding now.
Yeah. No, that's the truth. That's a, I told my lady, I was like, look, we can either have a big wedding and you could still be running around, no paperwork. Because paperwork cost me $15,000. It wasn't cheap. And I was, yeah, I was like, you know, I have been saving this nut over here. You're about to eat half of it. And I was like, look, you can have a really, really quick wedding. And the ring already cost me a bunch of money, too. And I was just like, you can do it quick and get your paperwork. Or, you know, we could take our time with it, have a big one. And then we really got to take our time, save back up again just to get the paperwork going. She's like, nah, let's just start it up now. So we did it quick. We just went down. It's us and our boys. My brother was pissed.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was pissed. I didn't think it would offend him at all, but he called me up. He was pretty pissed. He was like, oh, I thought I'd be there, be your best man. I was like, I'm sorry, bro. I didn't think that. Anyway. It's getting personal. Anyway, yeah. Sorry. I'm an open book, man.
I hear you. I'm about the same way.
Yeah. Sometimes that's, yeah. But yeah. It's,
all right,
marriage.
So,
oh, yeah. So you're yeah. So at 6 o'clock, it's going to be, actually your payment had declined. It says, insufficient funds.
What the?
Sometimes it does that if you have like a protection on the card. Maybe you'll get like a notification or you got to go into your app and approve the transaction.
Hold on, that's what I'm doing now.
Okay. And then, just also too, just for full discretion, so like the initial term of your service agreement's 1 month. We always recommend that you try our services for at least 2 months. The payment will process today on the 11th of August, and then each month moving forward, it'll be set up to process on the 11th, but it'll stay $299 for the Platinum package with the custom website design included. Okay? And then, it says in the fine print, you can discontinue or cancel at any time. There's no cancellation fees, penalties, anything like that. All we ask is you let us know before that next billing is due. That way we could stop your billing cycle if you are going to discontinue. I don't think you will, but full disclosure. Then it asks if you agree to those renewal and cancellation terms.
Yeah, I agree to that.
Okay.
That's why it's saying insufficient funds. Fucking Angie's got me.
Oh, they sent you those leads while I had you on the line, huh? I remember we were talking about
fucking $480.
Dude, you gotta get rid of that. Jesus.
Yeah, I ain't made it. It's Friday. I haven't made it to the bank with all my other payments. I'm like, I know I got money in there. Well, apparently not, because Angie got me.
$480.
Yeah.
Right. For what?
So what
like,
do,
for what?
For the leads.
I know, but it's like, what? It's just giving me a phone number. Like, I don't know.
Yeah.
It pisses me off, and it's not even, yeah, it's not even me. I mean, I'm angry for you, but we'll solve it.
Yeah.
Same, fast forward 30 days from now, they'll be out of your hair.
If you want to, can you take that payment at 6 o'clock when you call me tonight?
Oh, shoot.
Or,
well,
do you want me to, or can I change which card I use?
Yeah, we can
like
switch it. Yeah, you can switch it. You got my number, so anytime you can call in. And we got 24/7 customer service. You could also switch it through your tracking system, too. There's like a billing tab in there, so we could always swap it out. But I think it's better we do that because these guys were calling out into the area trying to fill the spot. I don't want them to try to sell it out from underneath us.
Well, let's go on and run the business card then, which actually it's got my personal name on it too and the business name.
Okay. Let me add the business name to it.
But let's go on and run it, and I'll just switch it off of the business card to the other card for next month or something.
Yeah, that's fine. You just give me a call. We can swap it out. It's easy fix.
Fucking Andy's. Anyway.
Yeah. seriously. That's what I was trying to tell you. I'm like, look, man, we're going to, these guys, all they're doing is this and then reselling it to you at way marked up price. That 480 is probably just for like a week of leads. You know what I mean? If you leave that thing on, you're going to be spending like well over a grand every month. It's unnecessary. It's a